Myself, Neeraj Shukla. I'm working as a guest faculty in SOS Computer Science and Applications. Today, I'm going to take an audio lecture on a very important topic of Java programming language, which is string. And I hope this will help all four semi students in the further studies of their Java programming. So today's topic is string. Okay, so let us start with topic string. So first, the question comes in our mind that what is string? It is a standard of we can say string is a standard object in Java with built-in Java language support. Okay. So we can perform various operations with the string, which are defined under the package java.lang.string. And if we further go further in detail in strings, so strings are designed immutable. What the mean immutable? It means once the value is set to the string object, it cannot be modified. Suppose if you declare a string variable that is type string, so, and you give some value, so it cannot be modified. If you try to modify that, it will create another object. Okay, it cannot be modified the value. Okay, so once we know that string is a standard object in Java and it is designed as immutable, so immediately the question comes in our mind is why, what is the need, or actually why the string is designed as immutable. So if we try to find out the answer of this question, so we have to understand the architecture or structural design of string. So for that, what we done is we take an example, like suppose we create a variable s, which is again type of a string, and we try to give input to this array, this variable s. Suppose we provide some abc. Okay, so the result of this this operation, what is the creation a new string object which have the value of abc, which is maintained by the JVM. So what happens here, internally JVM has a separately area which we known as string pool memory, where it store these string objects. Okay, not in method area of JVM. For string objects, it maintain the separate area which is known by string pool memory. Okay, so if you try to create another variable, like suppose s1, and you give same value that you gave in previous variable s, like abc, so what happens here in this case, it does not create a new string object. First, it may check in string pool memory whether there is an object with the value of abc. As the object is already existing in pool memory, it just returns the reference of s to newly created variable s1. Okay, it not going to create a new object. It just return the reference of previous variable that hold the same value. In case if doesn't have in checking time, it doesn't have the same value variable, then it create a new string object. Okay, so this is the architectural detail about the string object. It's a very important topic in our as regarding memory managements. Okay, so how can we have only this, we have to find, can we have another way to create an strong object? Yes, you can. You have another way by using new. Like previously what we done, we have directly create s equal to s equal to some value, which is variable s, and that is a type of string. If you create a s equal to new string, then you give the value in abc. This object, in this case, the this object is created in method area of memory JVM. Okay, so if you directly create a string object by using string keyword, the object is created in string pool memory. If you create an object by new, so it is going to the method area. Okay, so what are the various constructs of in a string object? What are the various constructs are available in a string object? So first is a string, the string parenthesis, this is creates an empty string object. Another is a string that takes three argument, like first is array, which is char type, and int start and length, where start is a entry point and length is the size of string. If you go, this creates an string object containing all the characters in the char array from the start to index length. Just whatever index length you provided, that and thus and that much you can say character char string that become built. Okay, so like that, we have go another type is string, which again take three input, like array is byte type, int sort and int let. It create a string object by converting the bytes from starting index to length following the encoding format. Okay, so this is all about you can say string. And if we go for advanced version of a string, you have some more versions of also available here, and that we can say like string buffer, string builder, that we can discuss in our next video also. Okay, so I hope it will help you, this topic will help your studies. And if you want to add a more advanced version, so you have to go string buffer and string builder version of string objects. Okay, thank you.